Okay, this interview with Dylan Connolly. Dylan, it's a fantastic night for Dundalk and a great night for yourself because you came on near the end of the game and yourself and young Murray made a huge difference at the end when you needed that extra energy.
Yeah, it was a great win. I think it was the last 3 minutes we scored the winner, so that's a great feeling. And obviously, to come on, it's my goal is to make an impact because I won all. We want to win the game, so I want to do my best and try to get the win. And you see Murray's cross there, it was unbelievable, and we got the win. That was great.
You went ahead with the goal early in the second half from Christian, took his goal really well. Before that, or just after that, then there was controversy when Pat Hoban was fouled. Could have been a penalty, because I looked back on it, it should have been a penalty. There wasn't even a free kick because the last man back had actually fouled. He had his arms round Pat Hoban, not given. Then they come back up and score.
Yeah.
What was it feeling for you when you were on the bench looking at it at that stage? Were you thinking the game was slipping away?
No, not at all. It's you're playing your rivals and it's top of the table because there's a point in it. It's always going to be a difficult game. It's Cork City we're playing, so they always give us a tough game and it's always hard to get a rhythm going in the game. But I think we found our feet the last 20 minutes and we really went at them, and luckily we got the goal. But yeah, then things go your way and they don't, but it's just you gotta just keep on going and fight till the end, and that we did. And you see the 3 points and the blows around the place was packed tonight, so it was an unbelievable buzz for next to go into next week now and even into the European
games. To me the manager's changes at the end worked perfectly. First with young Ronan Murray, he had a great game, and yourself as well, Dylan, you had a fabulous game, and you were able to cut open the Cork defence down the wing, whereas before possibly that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
They were fouling you, they were hanging out of you and everything, you were still getting the balls across, and then eventually the ball came across. I thought Pat Hoban got the goal, he came in, it was deflected by McLaughlin, but they're giving it to him.
No, yeah, they probably will give it to him. I will give it to him as well, even though it didn't even hit him, but it's Pat's goal for me.
Yeah,
he gets himself in there. He has
19
goals this year. That's no fluke. So, you know, if you put yourself about, you get the goal. So, yeah, it's good.
Anyway, in the end, it's a great win for you. You're now the league leaders. It's huge difference drawing a game 1-1 ways. You might have been deflated from winning. For as you know, you're back at the top of the table.
Yeah, that's it, but it means nothing. We have to go again next week. It means nothing till the last game of the season if we're top there then. But we want to win every game now and we just keep going and going and going. And I think that's 9 league wins
in a row.
Yeah, we can go next week and make another one. So that's our goal. Take each game as it comes and hopefully.
It's the first time since 1982 that you've gone 9 league games. It was the last time Dundalk were going for 9 league games in a row was in 82 and they were beaten by Bowes, so you've beaten that record.
Yeah, that's happy days. You see the squad, it's a great squad, so it's not a surprise that we're doing records, breaking records like that. So yeah, it's credit to the lads and the manager.
Dylan, congratulations, you had a great influence on the game when you came on. Fabulous, and well done, and we'll be talking to you again.
Yeah,
thanks.